the day after he died, in the midst of the swirl of such a traumatic event, I signed up for the Tahoe 200. I don't know why. It was just an instinct. It was just a kind of a jerk gut reaction. That was my way of trying to deal with the loss. And, you know, for the next year, I trained for something that was, I thought, impossible. I had not gone 200 miles at that point. And to go up and down for 80,000 feet, which is the elevation profile of the mountain range around the lake, just seemed impossible. I brought my father's ashes. He was cremated, and I brought my father's ashes with me, and I had been thinking about it for quite some time. And, you know, I got about 100 miles into the race, and that's when you finally come back around through Heavenly, which is South Lake Tahoe, and you can finally see the lake. So the first 100 miles, you're kind of out in a place called Desolation Wilderness, and you don't see the lake. But you're coming back around on the southern tip of the lake, and you're headed north. And it was the afternoon. The sun was setting. I was 2 days into this thing. I was starting to have some hope that I was actually going to finish it. And I came across the perfect spot. And, you know, I pulled these ashes out, started getting teary-eyed like I'm doing now, and spread his ashes in a spot that I know I'll be able to find again, quite honestly, as well. And there was a bit of a natural rock formation that you can sit and look out on the lake, and the sun's setting to the left of you, and I was just surrounded by it. And you know, I've run quite a few races since that time. To be honest with you, I thought when I ran the 200 I would finish and say, that's it, I'm never doing this again. And quite honestly, a couple of my friends have, a couple of the guys that crewed me on the race have some video of me during the race saying never again. But of course, I finished this race and I reflected back on it. And I reflected on the problem solving and the issues that popped up. And I reflected on having my father with me and around me. And I was hooked. As much as I was trying to exercise these 200s from my body, I literally knitted them closer to my soul.